The future British relationship with the European Union is in doubt after Prime Minister Theresa May on Monday put off a parliamentary vote on her plan for future relations that appeared doomed to defeat on Tuesday.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin.
For their part, the EU was surprised at Prime Minister May's inability to get the package agreed with the EU last month through the British Parliament. Addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker.
I will see Mrs. May this evening, and I have to say here in the Parliament, as I did say before in this Parliament, the deal we have achieved is the best deal possible. It's the only deal possible. And so
markets reacted nervously, with the pound sterling falling to its lowest level in a year and a half. The border wall is back on the front burner in Washington politics. Now, that's the wall President Trump promised he'd build but make Mexico pay for at the immigrant crossings. The two sides will either crunch the numbers or crunch the government. Sagar Magani is at the White House and files this report.
The president will meet here this morning at the White House with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, with the risk of a government shutdown looming later this month if they cannot agree on a funding package. A major sticking point is money for the wall. The president wants at least $5 billion. Democrats are offering $1.3 for fencing and other security measures. This morning, the president tweets, if Democrats don't give enough votes for border security, the military will build the wall. Pelosi and Schumer said yesterday the president knows full well his wall proposal does not have enough votes to pass. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The EU on Monday extended sanctions against Congolese President Joseph Kabila's hand-picked successor just 2 weeks before the African country goes to the polls to elect a new leader. Travel bans and asset freezes are being maintained for a year against Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari and 13 other people for obstructing the electoral process and a crackdown on protesters. In an address to the French people late Monday, President Emmanuel Macron announced a wage hike and tax cuts as part of an economic package aimed at quelling weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Ce fut d'abord la colère contre une taxe.
He said first it was anger over a fuel tax, and that was canceled. But Mr. Macron said the anger is deeper and justified in many ways. He said it was the result of 40 years of malaise. Professor Dominique Moissy, the special advisor at the Institut Montaigne's think tank, said it may not be enough.
It's the second act of his presidency that started tonight. The only question is whether it was not too late, and still whether it was not too little.
And now French high school students are getting in on the act. They're blocking the entry to over 60 high schools throughout France on what they dubbed Black Tuesday. Emboldened by the Yellow Vest movement, they're protesting certain high school reforms and requirements for national service. After more than 4 years under military rule, Thailand will hold a general election in early 2019. Thailand's Election Commission announced Tuesday that elections will take place on February the 24th. The commission's announcement coincided with an announcement by the ruling junta that it was lifting a ban on political campaigning. The junta eased the ban back in September when it allowed political parties to resume organizing. A Canadian court will decide the fate of a top executive of the giant China telecom Huawei, whose extradition is being sought by the U.S. related to sanctions violations charges. The case of 46-year-old Meng Wanzhou has angered China and comes at a time of trade tensions with Washington. Philip Levy, a former Bush administration trade advisor, said the U.S. has had longstanding concerns about Huawei.
There are concerns that it's far too close to the Chinese government, to the Chinese Communist Party, and that it might take some actions if it gets involved in the U.S. communications backbone, which compromise the national security of the United States. This is a really unusual step in that it got personalized, and the chief financial officer, who's also daughter of the founder, was arrested at the U.S. request.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of America.